Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 134, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace and what follows. Psalter 134, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Nehemiah 3. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, the Articles 12 and 13. And Nehemiah 3. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they builded the sheep gate, they sanctified it, and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Mia. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hananiel. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho. And next to them builded Zechar, the son of Imri. But the fish gate that the sons of Hasaniah build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Koz. And next unto them repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Mizabeel. And next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Baana. Then next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their Lord. Moreover, the old gate repaired Joada, the son of Paziah, and Meshulam, the son of Bezodiah, they laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Melatiah the Gibeonite, and Jadon the Meronothite, the men of Gibeon and of Mizpah, unto the throne of the governor on this side the river. And next unto him repaired Uziel, the son of Heiah of the goldsmiths. And next unto him also repaired Hananiah, the son of one of the apothecaries, and they fortified Jerusalem unto the broad wall. And next unto them repaired Rephaiah, the son of Hur, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. And next unto them repaired Jodiah, the son of Hiramoth, even over against his house. And next unto him repaired Hattush, the son of Ash, Abaniah, Malchijah, the son of Aram, and Hajab, the son of Pahath Moab, repaired the other piece and the tower of the furnaces. And next unto him repaired Shalom, the son of Elchesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. The valley gate repaired Hanan, and the inhabitants of Zenoa, they built it, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and 1,000 cubits on the wall unto the dung gate. But the dung gate repaired Melchiah, the son of Rechab, the ruler of part of Beth-Hakerem. He built it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. But the gate of the fountain repaired Shallon, the son of Kolhoza, the ruler of part of Mizpah. He builded and covered it, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of Siloah by the king's garden, and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him repaired Nehemiah the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Bethzer, unto the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and unto the house of the mighty. After him repaired the Levites, Rehum, the son of Bani, and next unto him repaired Hashabiah, the ruler of the half part of Keliah in his part. After him repaired their brethren, Bevei, the son of Hanadad, the ruler of the half part of Keliah. And next to him repaired Ezer, the son of Jeshua, the ruler of Mizpah. Another piece over against the going up to the armory at the turning of the wall. After him, Barak, the son of Zebiah, earnestly repaired the other piece from the turning of the wall unto the door of the house of Eliashib, the high priest. After him repaired Meremoth, the son of Arijah, the son of Koz, another piece from the door of the house of Eliashib, even to the end of the house of Eliashib. And after him repaired the priest, the men of the plain. After him repaired Benjamin and Hashab over against their house. After him repaired Azariah the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ananiah by his house. After him repaired by Nunai, the son of Henadad, another piece, from the house of Azariah unto the turning of the wall, even unto the corner. Palel, the son of Uzai, over against the turning of the wall, and the tower which lieth out from the king's high house, that was by the court of the prison. After him, Pedaiah the son of Perash. Moreover, the Nethanims dwelt in Ophel, unto the piece over against the water gate toward the east, and the tower that lieth out. After them the Tekoites repaired another piece, over against the great tower that lieth out, even unto the wall of Ophel. From above the horse gate repaired the priests, every one over against his house. After them repaired Zadok, the son of Immer, over against his house. After him repaired also Shemaiah, the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate. After him repaired Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanan, the sixth son of Zaloph, another piece. After him repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, over against his chamber. After him repaired Melchiah, the goldsmith's son, unto the place of the Nethinims and of the merchants, over against the gate Miked, and to the going up of the corner. And between the going up of the corner unto the sheep gate, repaired the goldsmiths and the merchants. From the Canons of Dort, which you can find on page 99 in the back of your Psalter, from the first head of doctrine, which speaks of divine predestination, Articles 12 and 13. Article 12. The elect in due time, though in various degrees and in different measures, attain the assurance of this, their eternal and unchangeable election, and not by inquisitively prying into the secret and deep things of God, but by observing in themselves with a spiritual joy and holy pleasure the infallible fruits of election pointed out in the Word of God, such as a true faith in Christ, a filial fear, a godly sorrow for sin, a hungering and thirsting after righteousness, etc. Article number 13, the sense and certainty of this election afford to the children of God additional matter for daily humiliation before Him, for adoring the depth of His mercies, for cleansing themselves and rendering grateful returns of ardent love to Him, who first manifested so great love towards them. The consideration of this doctrine of election is so far from encouraging remissness in the observance of the divine commands, or from sinking men in carnal security, that these, in the just judgment of God, are the usual effects of rash presumption, or of idle and wanton trifling, with the grace of election in those who refuse to walk in the ways of the elect thus far. We announced to the congregation that Mrs. Mounts was privileged to return to the Bethesda on Monday from the hospital. Let us try to ask the Lord for His indispensable blessing. Merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then Thou wast granted in this evening hour that we may lay our labors aside, and that we may gather round about Thy holy word, an eternal testimony, to hear what Thou hast to say unto us. And then we have come together in this evening hour for a special purpose, and that is to remember our Christian school and to try to lay all the needs thereof before Thy holy countenance and humbly beg of Thee that Thou may be mindful of us. And then, Lord, when Thou granteth it, then in the coming week, then the school hopes to gather together by renewal, it is true, under extraordinary and unusual circumstances, but they hope to gather. After many months were in the past school year, then so abruptly, then the students together with their parents, under the guidance of the teachers, then they were called to study at home. May that have also worked out a greater and a deeper appreciation for the many labors in our Christian school. And then, Lord, we may humbly acknowledge Thee that in the months that lie behind, that thou wast graciously spared all the students and all those that work in our Christian school. But then thou knowest that there are empty places, that in the past time that parents, that they were called upon to bring their children, a little daughter and a young daughter, to the cemetery, and also in former years that many parents, they were called upon to bring children to the grave. And then when the school make amends for another year, then those thoughts do multiply. And, O Lord, then we commend them all unto Thee. But wilt Thou uphold them? Wilt Thou strengthen them? Wilt Thou comfort them? And may the solemn callings be sanctified for the coming of Thy kingdom. And, O Lord, when in the midst of the family circles, also when another school year may commence, when in the family circles, when there are no empty places, may it please Thee to grant a humble and a broken heart, and may we be given to appreciate, Thou knowest, that we are such unthankful creatures. We take so much for granted while we are all lying under the sentence of death. And then, Lord, when another school year may commence, may the manifold labors of our school, may they be carried upon the wings of prayer, but do impress upon the hearts of father and mother concerning the instruction of their children out of Thy holy word, that the first responsibility that lies with father and with mother, and that the Christian school is a help. And then it is so necessary to stand shoulder to shoulder concerning the old truths and the old ways. And then we remember the bus drivers when day after day over the dangerous roads, and not only in a snowstorm, but also when the roads are dry. Then they need traveling mercies day after day in their responsible task. Then we commend unto Thee the school board with their weighty and responsible task. Thou hast said in Thy word, if any man ask wisdom, let him ask of the Lord who giveth liberally and abradeth not. And may the prayers be multiplied. The main purpose of our Christian school, that our dear children may be instructed out of Thy holy word, and that that instruction may be used for their eternal welfare, that they may receive a new heart from Thee, that they may receive that tender fear of the Lord, the love for Thee, the hatred and fleeing of sin, and the need to be washed in the precious blood of Thy dear Son. And to that end, may it please Thee, because of herself it is not found, but may it please Thee to grant wrestlers at the throne of grace. And then we commend unto thee the administration, with her manifold labors. Wilt thou also grant thy help, and may their eyes be upon thee, also under unusual circumstances. Then we commend unto thee all the teachers and all those that stand at their side. Remember them in their weighty, in their responsible, and may it also be granted that the students make it an enjoyable task, and that the souls of their students may be bound upon their hearts when each time by renewal they bid each other farewell at the end of another school day, that it can be the last time that we meet one another here in the land of the living. And to that end, wilt thou especially help them when thy precious testimony may be opened. Wilt thou remember all those, their helpers, those that stand at their side. Wilt thou remember the janitors, those that take care of the grounds outside of the school. Lord, wilt thou remember each and every one that may labor in our school. Wilt thou remember and help the volunteers. May it please thee to continue to provide the means. And then in a special way, then we commend unto thee all our children, all the students. Remember our little children that may go to our school for the first year. Undoubtedly they have many fears and many thoughts, but wilt thou be their helper ever near. Wilt thou take their fears away and make it easy for them. Then we remember all the students, remember those where it is pleased thee not to give unto them so many talents. Thou art not asking them to use the talents which thou hast not given them, but only to prayerfully use the talents which thou hast entrusted unto them in that respect. There can be different students that have many fears, heavy hearts, and may they be given to bow their knees and humbly ask thee for wisdom and understanding when it goes not so easy. Wilt thou not give them over to discouragement, but may they draw nigh unto thee. And the students whom thou hast entrusted with more talents, their responsibility is the greater. Wilt thou keep them from pride, and when there is opportunity, may they be given to use their talents to help their fellow students. Lord, wilt thou grant unto the students that they show love, do obedience and respect to all those that are placed over them. And oh, thou knowest that we are all sons and daughters of Adam, a heart that is desperately wicked and deceitful, but may thy restraining grace be experienced. Lord, may that simple instruction, may it fall on well-prepared hearts. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied upon many hearts, because also in our Christian school, then thou holdest thyself so still, thou knowest what liveth in the hearts of our children, And it is because we have departed so far from Thee that we have grieved the Spirit, that we have become so world-conformed. Oh, then surely, then in the past months, then Thou wast spoken so loudly and so clearly over the breadth and the length of the earth, but also to us and our children, also to our Christian school. It is true, Thou wast wonderfully placed a fiery wall around about us. And then it is written in Thy word concerning the children of Judah, that Thou wert waiting to be gracious unto them. Oh, may it please Thee to grant a repentance, while it can yet and while it may yet, because it is written in Thy holy word that the time has come, that the judgments must begin in the house of God, O Lord. Then we humbly ask Thee for Thy caring, for Thy sparing, for Thy providing, for Thy protecting, and for Thy guiding, and for Thy helping hand. Wilt Thou grant a spirit of prayer and supplication, that not only daily, that our school, the manifold needs thereof, they may be laid before Thee, but, O wilt Thou grant that spirit of prayer and of supplication and of thanksgiving, also in the afternoon hour, when each time by renewal, when the children may return to the parental home, may it not all be normal, may there be those times that there may be that true humility of heart, and wilt Thou grant unto fathers and mothers to take an interest of what the children are studying at in school, and especially out of Thy holy word, that there may be spoken of in the family circles. Lord, we commend Thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto Thee. And then in this week, then our curatorium has met in our sister denomination in the Netherlands, and they were enabled to accept 3 students. And may it all be with Thy favor and with Thy blessing. Wilt Thou remember also our denomination? We remember land and country. We remember the nations of the earth, and also the southern part of this continent, where Thou wast sent a great and mighty storm. Then we commend that people unto Thee. May that storm be used for their eternal welfare. Wilt Thou spare that they curse Thee not, rebel against Thee, but may many knees be bowed. Wilt Thou remember all the special needs. Wilt Thou remember the old mother that could return to the care home, still weak and frail. Lord, she is old. Above all things, wilt Thou be mindful of her never-dying soul, and concerning her bodily needs, and may we lay them all before Thee. We remember all our elderly ones. Remember the lonely ones. Remember the mourning ones. Remember all under the physician's care. Wilt Thou remember the crosses and the burdens. Remember the family circles Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And Lord, now in this evening hour, then we humbly beg of Thee for Thy help. Wilt Thou send help from the sanctuary, strengthen out of Zion? Wilt Thou grant Aaron's and hers? Remember all the listeners, those that have come up to Thy house, and the many that may listen along in their dwellings. Wilt Thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance, bind the devil? Wilt Thou bless it for the conversion of the unconverted, for the comfort and the edification of Thy Zion, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of Thy kingdom and for the glory of Thy name, and impress it upon all our hearts with our many needs, with the many cares, also concerning our Christian school, that our sins, they are great and they are manifold. Wilt Thou pardon them in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Psalter 273, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. Thou, O Jehovah, shalt endure. Thy throne forever is the same, and to all generations sure as shall be Thy great memorial name. And what follows, 273, the first four stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Nehemiah 3, the 5th verse, the last part, where God's word and our text reads thus, the work of their Lord. Our text words speak of the work of their Lord. With four thoughts in the first place, a needed work. In the second place, a recorded work. In the third place, a united work. And in the fourth place, an earnest work. The work of their Lord. A needed work. A recorded work. A united work. And an earnest work. Beloved congregations, when the Lord shall grant it, then on the coming week, on Tuesday, then our Christian school hopes to gather and commence for another school year. Then in the middle of March, then the normal operation of the school year has come so abruptly to an end. And under the speaking of the Lord, then alas, among the world leaders, then how little is heard of the God who was sent the judgments and all the means that are being used, that it all depends upon the blessing of the Lord. But how is it in the midst of the church? Then it seems that there is not so much heard about Lord's Day number 10 out of our Heidelberg Catechism, where it speaks of that fatherly hand. Of course, that does not take away our responsibility. And how is it now, under the speaking and under the judgments of the Lord, concerning that experience by a true saving faith, by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, concerning the providence of the Lord? May the Lord remember, may the Lord help, and may the Lord watch over us. When we think about our Christian school, then it is so necessary to realize for fathers and mothers that it is a help. With the baptism of your children, then it is asked whether you intend to promise when come to years of discretion to instruct in the aforesaid doctrine or help or cause them to be instructed. Thus, parents, in the first place, it is your solemn responsibility. And then how necessary and important for the welfare of our school, do we not read in Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12, that a threefold cord is not easily broken. It is so necessary that families, a church and school are one. and then so indispensable, because to begin in the home, then there must be unity and love in the marriage between husband and wife, and between parents and children. And now we read in Romans 15, verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. That also concerns the chapter Nehemiah 3, where I read in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. And so the chapter that we have read together, that also has much instruction pertaining to our Christian school. Nehemiah, then he has come to Jerusalem in the year 445 before the birth of Christ, the last historical book, close to the time that the prophet Malachi was written. Thus then our children can even understand that it was many years after the children of Israel, under the direction and command of King Cyrus, as we read in the beginning of the book of Ezra, that they have returned to Jerusalem. The temple with the city of Jerusalem was destroyed in the year 586. The Lord has been patient. The Lord has been so long-suffering, but Judah has refused to repent. The Lord has sent many lesser judgments. When we think of our day, when there is, as a general way, no repentance, then we have many things to fear. Nevertheless, the Lord shall watch over His church. Then we read that in the year of 538, under the leadership of Joshua Zerubbabel, that apart all a remnant, alas, there were many that have found their life in Babylon, but there was a remnant that had a holy desire to return to the promised land. And then in the year 536, they have first built their dwellings. In the seventh month, they have built an altar to bring the sacrifices. And in 536, then they have begun to begin the temple. Rebuild the temple. It was laid in ruins. They have laid the foundation. And then I read in Ezra 3 verse 12, that with the laying of that footing of that foundation, oh, that the boys and girls, that the young people, that they were so glad that they have sung, and that there were some of those ancients that have still remembered the former temple, that they have wept, but on account of the enmity, that the building of the temple lay still, but it was finished in approximately the year 516. And now Nehemiah has come to Jerusalem in the year 445. Thus that means that the temple has been built, but the walls of Jerusalem, they still lie in ruins for 71 years. And now our first point, a needed work. The book of Nehemiah does not begin with chapter 3, when those many workers, when they were given to repair and to rebuild and fortify the walls of Jerusalem. But that work has begun earlier. And what an instruction concerning our Christian school. May the Lord grant those Nehemiahs. Because we read that when Nehemiah, boys and girls, you know, that he was in the king's presence, that he had to give wine to the king. And then his brother Hananiah, that he has come, and they have spoken concerning the condition of Jerusalem. And then his brother was given to say that they were a reproach, because those walls, they have never been repaired. And then we read that Nehemiah has wept, that he has fasted, that he has cried unto the Lord. Oh, a godly sorrow that city of God, that the walls were still lying in ruins. And then the king has seen it, that Nehemiah was sad, and the king has asked concerning the reason. And then in the presence of the king, then Nehemiah has prayed to his God. In the book of Nehemiah, then we read different short prayers which he has sent up. May that also happen in this coming school year. By children, when you cannot understand it, when there is a test, of course, you must study. If we do not study and pray, then we are mocking with the Lord. But when you have studied diligently, then you may send those short prayers to the Lord. Lord, wilt thou give me a little understanding? Oh, bus drivers, teachers, can be multiplied out. And then Nehemiah was given permission to come, to go to Jerusalem, that the walls may be repaired. And then we read in chapter 2 that in the night that he has taken a few men with him, and that he has went around the city to view the gates, the different portions of the wall, and then he has returned unneeded work. May that also take place amongst us. Are there those that can tell also of the night watches that the Lord has bound the matter of our Christian school upon the heart, and that you were given to see the many needs, the many wants, and a prayer to the God of heaven, that how it has begun with the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. And when we consider those walls, can we multiply it out? We think of Bunyan's Holy War, of man's soul, personal, family, church. But in this evening, we shall confine it to our Christian school. And then for a city, then walls are necessary. The walls of a city, That is the beauty of a city. That is also the strength of a city. If we think of Numbers 13, when the spies have returned, then they have declared that there were cities with walls. Then the walls of a city, that is for separation, a clear separation. Our boys and girls can understand it. With the walls of a city, you were either inside a city or outside of a city. Upon those walls, there were towers, and there were watchmen placed in those towers, Ezekiel 3. We read of the watchmen to give warning. Then those walls, they also had gates. They had to be guarded. And now it is also necessary for our Christian school that those walls, that they are wide and that they are tall, that there is a clear separation that should be seen. It's called a Christian school, a reform school. Then it is necessary that those walls are very visible, that they do not become very low, or that they lie in ruins, as when Nehemiah has come to Jerusalem, but that they are built strong, and that those gates, that they are firmly guarded. Thus a needed work, it has begun with the Nehemiah in the night watches, that he was given to see that those walls, that they were lying in ruins, that they were broken down, that the gates were not set up, that people could just walk in the city in the evening. Then the wild animals, they roamed the streets. Do we not read in Psalm 80 that the Lord compares his church to a vineyard, and that the hedge has been broken down, and that the wild boar has come and uprooted everything? Thus a needed work, that the walls may be built. Our second thought, a recorded work. Then it has pleased the Lord in Nehemiah 3 to record the name of the builders, at least of the supervisors and leaders, and the work which they have done. Then we read of 38 names, and of those names, 30 fathers are mentioned. The son of so-and-so. Also a privilege when we think of the establishing of Calvin Christian School, how our fathers have sacrificed, done much, that the school may begin, and then in this day there may still be many sons and daughters that have a place in the school, and also those a place of leadership. Thus a recorded work. When we think what is recorded, then many times we think of our sins, right, boys and girls? They are all recorded in God's book. But in this chapter, it is clear, of course, everything is recorded, because the Lord knows and sees everything. But then in this chapter, how clear it is that also all our works, that it is all seen and recorded by the Lord. I read of little Samuel in 1 Samuel 3 verse 1 in the many tasks that he had to perform for the priest Eli, that he ministered before the Lord. Thus a recorded work. And when we think of our school, it is true, in this chapter, it is spoken of fathers, of builders, also a few daughters. But when we think of our school, then we also think of all of our students and our children. And then also the Lord sees most perfectly how we are in school, whether we are diligent, whether we do our best. And I hope, boys and girls, that you try to please and make happy your bus drivers, your teachers, that the bus drivers do not have to go home sad. And the teachers, it is true, we are not angels. In Lord's Day number 49, when it speaks concerning the third petition, concerning the will of God, then it says as faithfully as the angels in heaven. Of course, the angels, they have no bodies with infirmities. There can be tiredness, there can be discouragement. Nevertheless, a recorded work. Paul has written in Romans 12, verse 11, not slothful in business, a fervent in spirit, a serving the Lord. And then how necessary that we may be given to commend one another at the throne of grace, and that we humbly ask that the Lord grants health and strength, that He grants wisdom, that He grants courage, and that He grants joy and delight in our task. Of course, it is all outside of paradise. The Lord has said unto Adam after our deep fall that in the sweat of our face we must labor. That is also concerning school. And nevertheless, a recorded work. When we think of our works, then Christ, when He has spoken in Matthew 25, when He shall come upon the clouds of heaven to judge the quick and the dead, then He has spoken to God's people, the thirsty ones to give them drink, the hungry ones to feed them, the sick to visit, the naked to clothe. Then Christ has recorded those works, a recorded work. And then it is so necessary that we stand shoulder to shoulder. And then the purpose, because concerning the walls of Jerusalem, what was now the special purpose to build those walls? It is true, there were also houses in that city, but the temple has been built. That was the center, we would say, of the city of Jerusalem. And everything what has taken place in the temple, it all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time to save His church. And then it can be with those builders when they were so busy repairing those walls, rebuilding them, that they forgot to focus on the temple. And that can also be a danger for us. What is now the purpose of a Christian school? It is true. Our students, they have to learn much that is profitable for this time. But what is now the main purpose? That is that our children may be taught out of God's holy word, and that prayerfully, and that it may be blessed, that our children may be converted and receive a new heart. That is the purpose, the main purpose of a Christian school. for the coming of His kingdom and for the glory of His name. And it is important that we do not lose that vision, and that the prayers may be multiplied, and that all the labors, all what is a recorded work, all written in the Lord's book, also everything that transpires in our Christian school, and then what a blessing it is when by the work of the Holy Spirit, that with all the labors, teaching, studying, that we need Him who was typified by the temple in the midst of Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus Christ, in His threefold office. Our third thought, a united work, but let us first sing. Psalter 359, the four stanzas. Unless the Lord the house shall build, the weary builders toil in vain. Unless the Lord the city shield, the guards a useless watch maintain. And what follows? 359, the four stanzas. the work of their Lord, a needed work, a recorded work, and now thirdly, a united work. Oh, when we have read this chapter together, then it seems there were many similarities. But when we may study this chapter a little closer, then there is wonderful instruction for us and our children, also pertaining to our Christian school. Then we hope to mention some of those matters that are mentioned. Then where does it begin? Then we read that the high priest, that he has repaired the sheep gate. That was the gate where the sheep, the sacrifices were brought through, that they may be sacrificed in the midst of the temple. Thus that is where our instruction begins. We have said the temple that had a special place in the city of Jerusalem, and now also with the repairing of the walls, then it began with the sheep gate. Two times it is written that they have sanctified the same. Thus instruction for our Christian soul, sola scriptura, that boys and girls is Latin, scripture alone. That must have the most important place. That is the end of all gainsaying. Isaiah 8 verse 20, to the law and to the testimony. If they walk not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And now Eliashib, the high priest, then they have repaired that wall with the gate. And alas, then I read in chapter 13, verse 3, that the high priest has made an alliance with Tobiah. In chapter 2, verse 19, we read of three that were not so happy when they have heard that Nehemiah has come to supervise the rebuilding of those walls. Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian. And then later, oh, that tells us the necessity that we all watch and pray. The high priest so zealous for the sheep gate, for the wall, that it would be rebuilt. And later, most likely, maybe he is given just his alliance, but very possible that he has given his daughter in marriage to Tobiah, the enemy of the Lord. And then in this chapter, there are certain expressions that we read many times. Then we read 12 times, and next unto them or him. What does that tell us? That those builders, that they have worked very close together, standing shoulder to shoulder, not division, but next to them or him. May that be granted in our classrooms. Those are the most blessed classrooms, where the boys and girls may get along well together, not as a bunch of chickens picking at each other, but helping one another. And history proves that those classrooms where the students, where they may work very well together, that the Lord grants a special blessing if you follow those classrooms. then many times you can see it, that the Lord grants a special blessing. Thus, next to him or next to them. Then further, we read that word repaired 35 times in this chapter. There was much to repair, and so it is also in a school. Because we live not in paradise, we are fallen sons and daughters of Adam, students, teachers, us all. And then there is much to repair. And then we read 5 times another piece. Then there were those that were building on the wall of Jerusalem, and they were finished their piece. And then they did not say, I have done my duty, let the other ones finish. No. Then they have offered themselves to Nehemiah to repair another piece of that wall. That is also nice instruction for our school. With students that have more talents, that at times they can help their fellow students that have a few less, that students, that they can help their teachers, not only to do what we are called to do, but that we may do something extra. Then it is very clear that they have sacrificed, that they have denied themselves. Because in the following chapter we read that they worked from the morning to the time that the stars start to appear. Thus the mothers and children, they had to sacrifice much. And then surely, not only the builders, it is true, they were directly involved. We read of a variety of people. We read of priests, Levites, nobles, merchants, tradesmen, working men, dwellers of cities and of the country. That also tells us something. That's not only the people that dwelt in Jerusalem, but we have heard it that people came from Jericho, Mizpah, Gibeon, cities lying outside of Jerusalem, that they had a heart for the holy city of God with the temple. And although in a direct sense they would not receive so much benefit from those walls, nevertheless, they have come and offered their help. We even read of one family that the daughters have helped. Maybe that father had no sons. And when we read of all these names, the son of a certain father, then of course, also part in that wall, also not directly, but the mothers at home, with the children, the cooks, maybe they have brought the builders food and some drink to encourage them. Our forethought, an earnest work. Then we read of one in particular, that it is specifically written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that he earnestly repaired. And that word earnestly in the original, that means to burn. Do we not read in Psalm 69 verse 9, and that is a messianic psalm, the zeal of thy house, the zeal of thy house, that has filled the psalmist, but that has also been fulfilled in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, why was Barak so earnest? Oh, an impression of the goodness of the Lord, an impression of the shortness of time, an impression of the responsibility and love to his fellow man. Do we not read in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no power, nor wisdom, nor knowledge in the grave whither thou goest. Oh, do we not read of the Lord Jesus Christ? In John 9, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And in John 4, verse 34, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And now a few more thoughts, different things that we read in this chapter, that of much instruction that pertains to our Christian school. Then four times we read that there were those that have built a wall over against his house. Thus that tells us can be that we can be busy with many things and that we neglect our house, also the walls around our house. But it is specifically mentioned different times in this chapter that they have repaired the walls over against his house. And then we read of many things that were close to the walls that were repaired. Then in verse 16, we read that they repaired the walls over against the sepulchers of David. Then when those builders were repairing the walls, then they saw the graves of the kings of Israel. There are fathers and mothers that understand it. When another school year may commence, do not have to multiply it out over against the sepulchers, children, which they have brought to the grave. How it is in the life of those parents when they consider the different grades, kindergarten, graduation, that when those empty places over against the sepulchers, then further, then we read in verse 19, that they were building those walls over against the armory. That is the place where they have kept the weapons for the soldiers when they were called upon to fight the battles. We also live in a world where the enmity against God, against His Word, against the living church, that is greatly on the increase. Paul has written to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Thus, when they were building those walls, then they had an impression that it was not an easy life, but that there were many battles to be fought. Then we read in verse 24, over against the king's house, many former kings have dwelt there, many blessings experienced. But then in verse 25, and in the court of the prison, how many throughout the ages who have been instructed in the family circle, in the church, in a Christian school, in the things of the Lord, as it was a king's palace. And alas, alas, maybe wrong friends, hardening of the heart, turn their back upon God and His Word, not keep the Sabbath day, and then to come in prison. In verse 30, we read that they rebuilt and repaired the walls over against the chamber. What a blessing it is when there may be those inner chambers where the knees may be bowed, also during the school day. Oh, parents, that every morning when they're at school, that you never forget to pray for the manifold needs of the school, but also a blessing when during the day the need may be truly felt, and that we may have an inner chamber. Ask the Lord to keep. Ask the Lord to bless. Five times in this chapter we read of doors, locks and bars. Children can understand that you can have a beautiful wall, a strong wall, with openings. And if those gates are not guarded, they are not locked, then the enemy shall come in. Also an instruction for our Christian school. We live not in such an easy time with all the temptations, because it used to be that you would have to come in physically, but now much comes through the air. Nevertheless, in this chapter, it is specifically mentioned doors with locks and bars. Six times there is spoken of a tower. That's for the watchman to warn, to blow the trumpet. In the next chapter, we read that him that would blow the trumpet was next to Nehemiah. And then in verse 5, where our text is taken from concerning the work of their Lord. May that not be our portion in this year. But it is specifically mentioned. There was a working together. We have heard of the many expressions concerning the building of that wall. They had a common purpose. It was well for the welfare of city, for the glory of God. But then we read in verse 5, and next unto them, the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their work next to the work of their Lord. It is recorded by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that there were some nobles of Tekoa. Undoubtedly they were asked, they had seen the work, but they put not their next to the yoke. May that not be our portion, boys and girls. May the Lord grant, with the Lord's help, that you may do your best, and that the Lord may bless you. And now in the last verse, then we read, then we come back to the sheep gate. Verse 1, the high priest, Eliashib, with the workers, they have begun with the sheep gate, where the sacrifices were brought to the temple. And then in the last verse, then we read, by renewal of that sheep gate. What a blessing and what a privilege. The Lord grant His Holy Spirit to that end. As the temple, we have said at all points, to the Lord Jesus Christ, His threefold office. Blessed that people who have been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit and that need Him as prophet, as priest, and as king, but also concerning all their labors, that they may come to the place and confess humbly, because it can also be, we have heard of Barak that he was so earnest, can also be much pride involved, that we want to excel, stand above everyone, that we may be honored. Oh, that awful pride. But with all our labors, as we read in this chapter, that we come to the sheep gate. Oh, that we need that Lamb of God for the pardoning of all of our sins. Do we not read in Romans 11, verse 36, of him, through him, and to him be all things, to whom be glory forever. We have stated that in this book, that different places, that Nehemiah has sent up short prayers unto the Lord. And when we read those prayers, then they have only become shorter. May we be found also concerning our Christian school to be a praying people. Then at the end of this book, then Nehemiah, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then he has recorded his prayer. It has become shorter. And then we read "Remember me, O my God, for good." Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard out of thy holy word that thou wast given that the walls of Jerusalem may be repaired, that they may be restored, that the gates may be set up with locks and with bars. And may it please thee to grant unto us and our children a revival, a rod by thy Holy Spirit. Because, O Lord, then we must confess that those walls, that they are ruined, that they are not as they ought to be, the separation between the world and the church. But, O Lord, cause thy face to shine upon us. Bless our Christian school. Then we remember the young couple that hope to be united in holy matrimony in the day of tomorrow. Ah, Lord, may thy special presence be experienced. We commend unto thee the confession of faith class that is met with the consistory this week. Remember each and every one of them for body and for soul. Wilt thou now bring us safely to our dwellings? Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 325, let us only sing 1 and 3. Teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and from it I will not depart. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following. The following have appeared before the consistory and have been accepted to become full members of our congregation. They hope to make public confession of faith in the morning of September 6th, since this was a Lord's Day that worked out for all the students. To that end, we are announcing the names this evening already, so they can be announced 2 times before September 6th. They are the following. Cody Lane DeCock. Ashana ki era sinki, a Justin Richard de Cock, Magda Coverdina van Gadra, Richard Daniel de Cock, Seira Marie de Cock, a Jordan Nathan de Leo, Rebecca Karen de Leo, Arietta Ada Kurhost, Jacob Johan Klok, Chantel Rayaline Klok, Josie Ann Klok, Nicole Pauline Klok, Cornelia Locke, Emmeling Sietske Slingeland, Owillem Cornelia Slingeland, Eveline Etonia Gardina Vanderbrink, Arnold James Van Huygenbos, Adena Colorida Van den Hazel, and Trina Van den Hazel. Legal objections may be brought to the consistory. Psalter 325, the stanzas 1 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.